our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 13 of the podcast Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, pal, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there.
Happy New Year.
It is 2022.
Wow.
Holy smoke. For those of you who maybe you're just tuning into the podcast for the very first time, we thought we would reset and let you guys know a little bit about us and a little bit about the podcast in case that you are a first-time listener or maybe you have caught us after the first few episodes when we talked a lot about what this thing was. Obviously, the name of the podcast, Good Talk Buddy, that's all we're trying to do is just have a good talk. We have a surprise topic that we pull out of a cup.
Yep.
We will do that here in a little bit. We have no idea what that topic will be.
No idea.
The kid wrote down 10 topics. I wrote down 10 topics.
We both know we know our topics.
But yeah, you know what you wrote.
But I don't know what he wrote.
That's exactly right. And so that is the basis of our quote-unquote good talk for the week. That's the thing that we talk about the most. However, we do other things.
We do other segments.
We answer listener email. We have one of those today.
Oh.
We do a little segment called The Countdown. We have one of those today. We do a segment called Gimme Two. We have one of those today.
We have a surprise Gimme Two.
We do.
We have one of those today.
I have no idea. See, that it's a surprise all around because it was a surprise for one of the hosts of this show as well. So a little bit about us. The kid, you want to tell him a little bit about yourself, kid? You are, how old are you?
10.
Almost. I thought you were like 18, 19 by now. I knew you were 10 when we started this podcast.
I'm almost 11.
Are you still 10?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm almost 11.
Almost 11.
I really like watching anime.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
How's that going?
Going pretty well.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you enjoyed being on break? You're still on break for a few more days.
I do. I do really enjoy my break, spending time with family and playing video games and all that stuff.
Yeah, and did you have a Merry Christmas?
I certainly did. I got everything I wanted on my list.
Santa brought you some good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you're using one of those gifts right now. He got a new computer.
Yeah.
So me, I am the dad. I am 50-something. 55. I'm the Sammy Hagar. This was my Hagar year. And love being the kid's dad. It's my favorite thing of all time. And I get to do sort of media stuff for a living.
Right.
So I thought it would be fun to bring some of that home, which is exactly why we started the podcast. And the reason we call it Good Talk Buddy is we have always done, from the time you were like two.
Right.
I would come into your room and I'd say, hey, bud, anything you want to talk about? And we would chat a little bit. When you were two, it was mostly rainbows and dinosaurs and unicorns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we would always read a story. From the time that you were born, we read stories. And now we have some serious talks sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's like, man, I don't know. You got anything to talk about? I don't have anything to talk about. but then sometimes there are some serious stuff in there. And we thought, hey, why not add microphones to that? So that's what we have done. That's the podcast. Good Talk Buddy. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you enjoy it. And we would love for you to send us an email. We have a website, goodtalkbuddy.com. There's a contact page on there.
With our email that you can always send an email to us. Just, I don't know, talking about whatever.
Exactly. And here is somebody that did that very thing. We have a listener email from Diane in Pennsylvania. And she writes.
Oh, boy.
Hello to the dad and the kid from the mom of two kids in Pennsylvania. We just found your podcast on Spotify and really enjoy it. Oh, thank you. After listening to the Christmas episode, I asked my kids to list their two favorite holiday traditions, so here are ours. From my 7-year-old boy named Raylan, I love that name, Raylan.
Yep.
His favorite tradition is putting the ornaments that he has made on the tree.
Oh.
You like doing that, too. You've made some ornaments.
Yeah, I have in my kindergarten years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, back in the day. From my 9-year-old son named Oliver, his favorite tradition is decorating the cookies that we leave out for Santa. We leave cookies out for Santa, too.
We do. It's not like gingerbread cookies, just normal chocolate chip M&M cookies.
Yeah, but we made them ourselves.
Right.
They're not like out of a package. No, I'm no judgment if you leave package cookies out for Santa. I'm sure he enjoys those as well.
Right.
But we made those cookies.
Right.
And my favorite is our whole family sitting down and watching It's a Wonderful Life together on Christmas Eve.
That's a nice tradition.
Great movie, great message in that movie.
I think I already know what one of your favorite traditions.
Well, hang on, let me finish Diane's email. We'll talk about ours.
Okay.
It's such a great story. She's talking about It's a Wonderful Life. It's such a great story and reminds us that we're rich if we have love. Very true.
Oh.
Hope you read this on your podcast. I know my boys would be excited if you do. Diane. Diane, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Raylan and Oliver. How are you guys doing? Big shout out. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Big shout out.
So, kid, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
I would
say... Now, we just had Christmas, so this is probably fresh in your mind.
Probably going up to our family.
Yeah, we have family in another state.
Yep. And spending a few Christmas days with them, not on Christmas Day,
sure.
But we get other gifts from them and spend time with them, and it's really fantastic, honestly.
Yeah, and with the pandemic, we missed a few of those.
We missed a few.
But now you have been able to get vaccinated.
You're vaccinated.
We're vaccinated. I've got all kinds
triple
of
triple vax.
I got all kinds of vaccine power running through my veins. So we hope that whatever your traditions are, that you were able to enjoy those this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of weird Christmas traditions. I grew up watching the David Letterman show.
Right, you've told me this before.
Right, and every Christmas he would have the singer Darlene Love on. And she would sing the song, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home.
Oh.
And for me, from the time that I was like 14, which is a long time ago, if you heard me earlier say I was Sammy Hagar birthday, I have listened to Darlene Love sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. And that, to me, that signals Christmas. Now I watch the clips of her doing it on the final for the final time on the last Letterman Christmas special. He also would have a guy come out and throw a football to knock a meatball off a tree. That's a whole other story. But yeah, that for me was one of them. And then sitting down and watching Rudolph as a family.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite traditions. I have loved that. That Rudolph has been a part of my life since I can remember. That thing came out in like the 60s.
I mean, the same with me. I watch it every single Christmas.
Yeah, and so now we sit down. We all love it. It's and that's a great story, too.
And also, along with Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, The Grinch.
Lots of great movies, great message around Christmas.
Yes.
Diane, thank you so much for writing, and we hope that everyone who listens to the podcast had a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year.
Right.
And now it's time to kick our New Year off. This is our brand new year episode for 2022.
Oh my gosh.
Let's kick that sucker off and get into our good talk. Kid, get the red Solo cup.
Wait, you forgot the countdown.
Oh, we'll get to that. Uh-huh. We had an email. We're going to push the countdown to a little bit later. Who's producing this thing? Me or you?
Both of us.
This kid, I swear to God. All right, so he has pulled the topic out of the red Solo cup. We have no idea what it's going to be. And I have no... Oh, the topic is... This is hilarious. The topic is Marvel? Is that Marvel? Does that say Marvel?
That's Marvel.
Marvel.
Yep.
The topic is Marvel.
Ah.
So that encompasses all the Marvel comics.
I feel like that was... I think that was my...
Oh, yeah. That was topic. Definitely yours. Because I could read my own handwriting even as bad as it is. I had a hard time reading that one. So Marvel. So this was obviously your topic. What about that did you want to talk about?
The creativity about Stan Lee how he created all these characters. Because I read something before online that it was where all of these characters were a part of him, like his feelings. And
oh, sure, sure. I could see that.
I just truly love that idea. And he inspires me to create my own series of maybe books, movies.
So let's think about that for a second. So if you believe that Stan Lee created all these characters, we could break that down because he created Iron Man.
Iron Man.
So yep. Iron Man is a little bit of an egotistical jerk. Well, Tony Stark. Is a little bit of an egotistical jerk. And everybody has an ego.
Right.
All of us at sometimes probably feel a little full of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that Tony Stark kind of gets put in his place, and that's when he turns into Iron Man. It's out of necessity. He's a genius, by the way.
Right.
He has to build this suit in order to escape a situation, and then he looks back and realizes, I'm part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution.
Right.
So I'm going to stop selling these weapons through Stark Industries. And hopefully everybody has a moment like that in their lives too, where you're like, oh, I could be doing better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I really hope that happens if you're doing something bad or something, like, and you don't feel good about yourself, just stop.
You can change. Yeah.
Right.
Captain America, I would imagine, is Stan Lee's patriotic kind of tip of the hat to loving his country.
Mm-hmm.
Being an American.
Thor is kind of hard because he's a real piece of mythology.
Yeah.
Like Norse mythology, but also at the same time, he turned him into a superhero.
Yeah, I always kind of feel like Thor is one of these guys that he is loyal. He is incredibly loyal.
Yes, like very loyal.
Loki is his half-brother. Not really brother. Half-brother. You know, adopted brother, however you want to, you know. And Loki is a troublemaker.
He's literally the god of mischief.
Yeah. And Thor loves him anyway. So maybe what Thor is just loyalty and love.
Yes. And lightning.
And we know the Hulk is anger.
For Thor, you got loyalty, love, and lightning.
Right, the triple L.
The triple L. And then Hulk is just anger.
Yeah. Hulk is Stan Lee's way of working out his anger issues. I would imagine that Spider-Man is a way for Stan Lee to relive his high school experiences.
Right, and maybe, like, courage, because he's just a normal kid.
Absolutely.
And he's just doing all these crazy stuff, like stopping Green Goblin and, you know, me and you just watched Avengers Infinity War,
mm-hmm.
and we saw him get on that, spoiler alert, that giant ship in the sky.
Yeah.
That was brave.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think about it, you and I just had this talk. When you think about, and this is not Marvel, but Batman and Iron Man, they're just dudes.
Right.
Like, Tony Stark doesn't have special powers other than he's a genius.
There's just dudes that make these gadgets. Everyone else is just like, yeah, we have powers. I can turn myself into a big green blob and strong...
Exactly.
Human being.
Yeah, Tony Stark, just a dude in a suit.
And so is Batman. I mean,
right.
Like...
Right, Batman even more so because he doesn't have the iron suit. He can't really fly, although he has some gadgets that help him.
Yeah, but...
And he's got a great car.
Right.
And the Batcycle. So, you know, I mean, there's a great line in, I think it's Batman vs. Superman, the new movie where Bruce Wayne, the Flash, the kid that plays the Flash... asks, what's your superpower? And he says, I'm rich.
Yeah, pretty so, much. Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's him and Tony Stark kind of same thing. But you mentioned courage. It takes a tremendous amount of courage. I mean, I know these are movies, right? These are comic books that have been turned into movies. These are stories, creative stories that came out of Stan Lee's brain, his creativity.
Right.
His heart, his soul. But I think at the core of all of it, what he's telling us is that we can all be brave.
Exactly.
We can all be kind. We can all be loyal. We can all have courage.
We can all be these superheroes if we just put our minds to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the message of all of that. And ultimately, also, stick together.
Exactly. Because, I mean, what happened when the Avengers parted up? Thanos.
Right.
Like... And then they got back together and saved the whole entire universe.
Yeah, the most awesome part of Endgame is Avengers.
Oh, a symbol. That's
awesome,
oh
dude.
Oh, my god!
It gave me goosebumps just me saying it, much less Captain America saying it.
Because I thought it would be good if this happened. Like, he said Avengers Assemble, and he was just saying that to, like, Tony and Thor.
Yeah, no. He was saying it to, like, 400 Avengers.
Everyone that got snapped.
Yeah. No, I love that. And also, the other part, too, is that when you see in Endgame, in that film, how they're all together supporting one another, that everybody comes up, like, ultimately, I'm not going to spoil the movie for anybody that hasn't seen it. Ultimately, there is one hero kind of above all other heroes.
Right.
Who does something heroic and altruistic and very brave. And it was really the only way that could go down. Doctor Strange kind of let us know there's only one way this is going to go down.
There's only one way that
right.
this is going to go.
Right.
And this is how we're going to win
right.
if you do this.
Exactly. But all of the other people that were there had to fight too. Black Panther and all the people that he brought from Wakanda and, you know,
yeah.
the Wasp, Ant-Man, everybody.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, they all had to be there fighting side by side. Valkyrie, all of them.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, every one of them had to be there kicking tail, working together.
Some of those superheroes I didn't even know.
Right. Yeah, well, you forget.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you watch the Guardians of the Galaxy, and there are like five of them?
Yeah, there's like five of them.
And then you're like, oh, well, geez, now they're all five reunited, and they're part of this group, and literally hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that to me is kind of the overarching message of that is, you know, stick together, or there's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So... anything else about the Marvel stuff you want to chat about, pal?
I definitely think that the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
It's funny. The humor in it is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing that Stan Lee, when I was a kid, when was reading the comics, and it was I loved Spider-Man comics when I was a kid. And I laughed at the Spider-Man comic because it was funny the situations that Peter Parker would find himself in, and they translated all of that humor, that sense of humor, to the movies. And they did a great job with all of them, not just the Avengers movies, but all of the solo films as well. All
right.
And now we have the expanded universe where there's like the Loki series on Disney Plus.
And the Hawkeye series.
Hawkeye, we need to watch that.
WandaVision.
Yeah, we need to watch all those. I have no idea. And now there's the new Spider-Man movie.
Right. We haven't seen that yet.
And a new Doctor Strange movie coming out. I mean, there's so much stuff with those stories that they could tell, so many different directions they can go.
I'll do you one better. Why is Gamora?
Right.
I love that part so much. Yep. It was so funny.
Very funny. So, yeah, anything else on the Avengers or Marvel that since you wrote that down? It was your topic.
Mm.
We cover it all?
I think we did.
Awesome. All right. Hey, you know what it's time for right now.
Utah, give me two.
Give me two. All right. We had a little snow in the area in which we habitate.
Yes.
And so not enough to really
do anything.
Yeah, not enough to really call it a snow day.
We are going to get... a little bit of snow.
Well, that's
sometime.
What they're saying. Let's hope. But it brought to mind, I remember how I behaved, the things that I love to do when you get a snow day off of school.
Oh,
that's the best feeling.
That's the best,
right?
Yeah. That's the best feeling.
Because you wake up and you're like, back in my day, you used to listen to the radio. Now it's on the internet or you get an email from your school.
Right.
But you used to listen for those announcements. Please be my school. Please be my school. And then if it was, you jump up and down and go crazy.
Like 8-bit Christmas when they're listening to the radio.
Exactly.
When they had a snow day.
That is exactly how we used to do it. So you know that feeling very well.
Yes.
Of either your mom or I saying, hey, it's a snow day, you don't have to go to school.
It's a great feeling. That.
So I thought our gimme two would be our two favorite ways to spend a snow day.
Ah.
So this is back whenever I was in school, what were my two favorite ways to spend a snow day? I'm gonna try to guess yours. Do you want me to guess or you wanna guess?
I'll guess.
All right, fire away.
I'm gonna say Sledding?
No. I'm telling you, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I wrote sledding down and replaced it with another. So sledding would be number three. So if we were doing give me three, you would have had it. What's your other guess?
My other guess. Wow, this is hard. Maybe like a snowman?
Yeah, there you go. Ding, hey! Ding. Making a snowman is on there. Number one. And I talked to you about this when I think you had a sick day. You were home from school sick. That back whenever I was a kid, there were like three channels on this pre-cable television, and so watching TV during the day.
I was gonna say that
was a huge deal, and so you'd sit down, you'd watch all the game shows like Price is Right.
I was gonna say like either watching cartoons or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd find reruns of like Leave It to Beaver or one of those old, you know, the Three Stooges they'd be on.
Yeah.
So watching TV on a snow day was a real treat to be able to watch TV on a weekday. So for you, I'm going to guess sledding.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess snowball fight.
Dang it.
I got them both.
You got them both.
Boom, baby. Yeah, I know you like those.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope if you enjoy the snow, I hope you get some snow. Mm-hmm. If you're listening. If you don't enjoy the snow or you are in a geographic location where it does not snow, then congratulations, you probably won't get any.
Or if you don't like snow and you get snow, you can plan something else out, like play a board game, watch a movie. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do all of those things. All right, so it's time. Usually when we have an email, we don't do a countdown. But I wrote down a countdown topic, and I promise you it was before that we pulled Marvel out of the cup. The countdown topic is Avengers.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have to name as many Avengers as we can in 30 seconds. Put 30 seconds on the clock.
Awesome.
And go.
Iron Man.
Captain America.
Thor.
Hulk.
Hawkeye.
Scarlet Witch.
Nick Fury.
Black Widow.
Vision.
Black Panther.
Spider-Man.
Ant-Man.
Wasp.
Loki.
Odin.
Peter Quill.
Rocket.
Groot.
Gamora.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Okay. There we go. Well, I think that was probably the best
yeah.
of those that we ever did. And probably because it was on our mind because Marvel was our topic. But yeah. I promise you that was not planned. That was just a happy accident.
That was nice. Say. That yes. was...
Yeah, I think we killed it on that
what
countdown.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. And some people are going to say Loki is not an Avenger. I would say that he gave his life
for Thor.
For Thor.
Which was, you know, an Avenger move.
Yeah, spoiler move. Spoiler alert, by the way. But yeah, I would say he's an Avenger. He's not at the end. He's not in that whole Avengers Assemble thing. But.
Right.
All right, kid, before we get out of here, do you have our quote of the week?
I do. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Quote, Albert Einstein.
Well, he would know.
Yeah,
that's a smart dude, and I love that. Yeah, you got to keep moving. Always keep moving forward. I hope that 2022 has started out fantastic for you, all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you guys. We hope that we all have a wonderful year ahead of us that is filled with health and happiness.
Thank you And also, thank you for the email.
Yeah, please keep sending them. We love getting those.
Yeah.
Anything else, pal?
I can't say that. I can't say that there's anything else.
Thanks so much for listening. Hey, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
We'll see you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.